views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
When you add be you plus live your purpose, what do you get? Joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that you're meant to use to make the world a brighter place. Have you ever wondered, is this all life has to offer? There must be more. If you answer yes, then Unstuck Joy is the show for you. Each show will feature a memoir artwork painted by Vicki that taps into universal themes of evolution, hope, inner strength, and self-growth. Vicki will also ask listeners to play along. Draw, doodle, collage, write, and or paint your way to soul clarity with Art Vision Journaling. Unstuck Joy will compel you to tune into your soul's whispers to realize your unique dreams. Get ready to get unstuck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we come to you each first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And this is the place where we give you tips and an art vision journal prompt that you can do at home to evolve ever closer to your true self and live unstuck joy. So I'm so excited for today's conversation. It's going to be so wonderful. My guest is Lori McCammon, and she has written this beautiful, beautiful book, Enough, How to Liberate Yourself and Remake the World with Just One Word. And so it's all about moving away from the old story of fear and scarcity and competition and moving into the beautiful new story of love and abundance and community. And she also recently came out with this juicy, big, chock full companion guide that has a ton of individual exercises as well as group exercises that you can do in a circle. And so I met Lori last February 2017 mm-hmm. at the Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. And it was a gorgeous day-long workshop about the Enough book and about the Enough concept. And so welcome, Lori. I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh, I'm so excited to see you again, Vicki.
I know. This is awesome. Well, I have to tell you that since I met you in person and we had the full day experience just a few months ago, and you have such a loving and nurturing energy. And I have to say that every page and every word of your Enough book, I could feel that nurturing energy coming out. And so it really is a beautiful, beautiful book, and it really resonated with me. So thank you for writing it.
Thank you.
Well, before we get to the first question, I want to let everyone know what I'm doing with the Art Vision prompt today. And so it is called I Am Enough, to go along with Lori's Enough message. And so this is one that I've already done. I did a collage. I found these really cool lips that look like they're just whispering out, I am enough. And so I kind of did a word map of some of the concepts from Lori's book about the Enough story, like flow, inspiration, transform, beingness, female energy, joy, sovereign. And so if you would like to do your own, because this is really fun to do, go to my website, VickiRolledArt.com. There's art visioning in the menu. Underneath that is art vision prompts. And this one is called I Am Enough. And so today I'm going to do one of the exercises from her Enough workbook that is going to be a collage about my own Enough story. So we'll check that out toward the end of the show. So awesome. Okay, so Lori, tell us about what is this Enough message? What is it all about?
Well, you know, we find that enough comes up in a lot of places these days, and I am enough seems like more like a self-help message, but the approach that I took it was into what I call a deep dive, that this concept of being enough, having enough is really, it's a reframe. It's a total reframe of the kind of story that we're used to, this idea that we're not good enough, that we haven't done enough, and that there isn't enough to go around. So, so it's a reframe into the enoughness that we were born to be, the enoughness that we've always been and could never not be. And it invites us back into the more universal story of nature's big enough story. That's really what's behind all of the evolution of that's ever taken place in the universe. It's all really about how enough can be created and shared by everybody.
Okay. Because in the book, you talk about the two stories, the mm-hmm. not enough story and the enough story. So just so everybody's on the same page, what is the difference between the not enough and where did it come from? Where are we with that versus this new fabulous enough message?
Right. Well, the enough story actually came to me as what I call a divine download. And yes. It came through the heart. It came as this just pronouncements that I could feel in every part of my body vibrating really high. And it made me really think about how we live. And it really made me think about how we tend to go along with this idea that there's scarcity and that we're not enough. And so that brought me on this journey of researching, where did this story come from? This story of scarcity and not enoughness. And I was able to find that it began about 5,000 years ago.
Wow.
And at that time is when we went from being hunter-gatherers to agrarian. And then these messages started to build. And as communities started to form, we had hierarchies, and therefore the message of not enough was useful in you know, ordering society, and not useful in a good way, but it became the way of things for humans. But what I found, though, was that this story is very short-lived in terms of the grand history of the world. And there were many societies before that lived an enough story. So it's really about us getting to the point as a collective of human beings to where we can wake up from this never enough story that was perpetrated 5,000 years ago. It's been passed along, you know, all these generations, and we take it as a given that there's scarcity and that we're not enough and that there isn't enough. And that orders our behavior. It orders all the institutions and structures in society. They're all built to kind of support and go along with this story of scarcity. But you look at the much wider story in nature, in evolutionary biology, in systems theory, in anthropology, you look wider and what you see is a very different story. It's one about enough for everybody that it's sustainable.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I have my window open and I'm seeing these beautiful fluffy birds, you know, they've kind of got their winter coat on, you know, just eating the berries out of the trees. And, you know, as I was reading your book, that's kind of what it reminded me of, is, you know, that Bible verse of, you know, being the bird of the field and there's abundance around you and it's there for you to take and you don't have to do strive, you know, to do it. And so that's what was reminding mm-hmm. me of that. Because like you said, you know, it's been around for 5,000 years. You know, I know that the family that I grew up in, it was a very not enough story family that, you know, you have to compete. Your worth is derived by, you know, the job that you do or the title that you have or the accomplishments that you've made. And so that is kind of almost, you even mentioned in the book, the Darwinian thing of survival of the fittest.
Yes.
And so that's a really harsh way of doing things. And you mentioned that when that's what our world is like, then we automatically start feeling like, oh, I'm not enough.
Right, right. You know, when we derive our enoughness from what we have or what we do, what we accomplish, we're actually missing out on the enoughness that we really are, you know,
right.
That we've always been, that we always will be. And we've created this separation between who we really are and who we portray ourselves to be or strive to be, which is between ourselves and other people, because we're always in competition to get that upper leg or whatever that is to to try to prove that we're enough. And it's really the long way to get around to the to feeling enough. Because if we're using things and accomplishment, it's a lot of effort and a lot of time and attention goes into trying to prove that we're enough. When what I'm saying is, like what you said, the abundance is there, not just around us, but within us. And if we can get really in touch with our gifts, what makes us unique, what drives us, what passions we want to express, then that is where we really feel that sense of worthiness, that sense of groundedness that we've been searching for through things and accomplishments. And it lasts forever, because once you know that, who you are and that you are enough, you're no longer having to keep feeding that empty well all the time with a new accomplishment or a new possession or something like that.
So kind of outside validation, you know, because you can find it from within. And I like that I found a picture of Dorothy with her ruby slippers going on the yellow brick road, because that's what you're talking about is, you know, we have it from within. Well, we're almost to our first break. And so tell us about, you have some really cool giveaways, some, what do you have? Downloads?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah. And so how can people tap into the stuff that you have to give?
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed that you put it on your website, but also you could just go to my website, which is enoughers.org.
Okay.
And there you have, there's videos, meditation videos. There's a free download of a mini guidebook that has activities that guide you through the enough process and lots of other stuff.
Okay. So enoughers. So enough, E-R-S, enoughers, which I love, .org. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a really quick break, everybody. And so we'll be right back. This is Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. And we are talking about the new Enough story with our guest, Lori McCammon. See you in a bit.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show, Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's E-L-I-T-E-T-A-R-O-T.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Everybody, welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are talking about the Enough story with our guest, Lori McCammon. And so Lori was just telling us the difference between the never enough story, the old story that's been around for 5,000 years, and the new enough story about abundance and love and community. And so you said that you had this divine download, but at that time in your life, you had been a stay-at-home mom or were a stay-at-home mom for 14 years. And so what was that transition like for you to say, oh, I have these gifts that I really need to get out into the world? What was that like for you?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jean Boland calls it like your assignment. And yes, it really was when the Enough message came to me, I just couldn't let it go. It was like this open question in my life. Like, I knew it felt like the truth to me, but I wanted proof. I needed proof or whatever. So I became like this detective, and I was just driven by getting answers and, how could that be true? Could it be true that really there is enough, really that we are each enough? And, every time I would look into what, you know, whether it was science or sociology or psychology or evolutionary biology or physics, whatever, it kept affirming this, that yes, there is enough, and yeah, it is about enough. So I guess that drove me for a while. But when it came to then doing something with what I was gathering, you know, making it into a book, that was a huge transition for me personally, because it was like, well, who's going to publish a book from somebody who's been a stay-at-home mom, you know, all this time? Right. And you hear all these horror stories about how hard it is to publish a book. And I didn't have a social media audience. I didn't have clients. I didn't have a professional presence. And so if I had followed the never enough story, it would have said, don't even try. The odds are like impossible. Don't even try. So that was my first, what I would call an enough initiation. And what I realized was, if I can convince myself to at least take the next step and keep open the door that maybe I could be enough, maybe this is enough to be published, then just act as if it's going to happen. Right. And doing that, led to the very first publisher that I approached, publishing the book. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
So, and that never happens. So I don't take that as something about me. I really take it about the timeliness of the Enough message and the universality of it, because I think we're all getting the Enough message. We're waking up to it. We know that something's wrong with the current paradigm. We know it's not sustainable. We know it's harmful and it causes a great deal of suffering. So I think the Enough message is coming along with that feeling of enough is enough with the old, you know, the old paradigm. And right, that enough is enough is like point zero. It's like zero point to this launch pad to, you know, building the world from this place of enoughness.
Right. Right. I love that, because I'm right there with you. I truly believe that if something is meant to happen, it falls into place. It's like dominoes just falling down, you know? Yeah. And so that's awesome. One thing I really liked about your book, and like, you know, here you are, a stay-at-home mom for 14 years, and you knew that you had these gifts. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, you felt a little bit of guilt, like, oh, you know, what about my family? You know, because it takes a lot of time and effort, you know, to write a book, and especially one that's so researched like this. But I love how you said, you know, if you're just drawing a little bucket at a time from your gifts, that's not going to be enough. You know, you really need to just dive into that full pool. And I totally get that. I've gotten the download just recently. I always put my art last. Why? You know, this is why I quit my profession to begin with. And so that's my goal for 2018 is fill up little buckets when I have time, but to just dive into it. So can we go into the gather, repeat, share, and transform?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay. And so describe to us what that process is, because you said it not only tells us where we are, but it can actually predict where we're going.
Absolutely. Well, years ago, I had the wonderful privilege of working with a man named August Shikachi, and he was a systems theorist, and he worked on a theory that built on George Land's theory, Grow or Die, which sought an overarching explanation of how nature grows, how everything in nature grows. And it turns out that it's a four-stage process, no matter what you're talking about, whether you're talking about an individual human being, or you're talking about a whole ecosystem, or you're talking about a business. It doesn't matter what you are talking about, it's how it evolves. And so the four stages are gather, repeat, share, transform. And what's really cool about it is I think it's easier for your listeners to think of it in terms of the stages of life.
Yes.
Infancy, childhood, adolescence, and adulthood. Mm-hmm. So if I were to ask you, Vicki, what stage of this growth process, of this lifespan, whatever, do you think humanity as a whole is in right now? What would you say about that?
Oh, gosh, I feel, and I know this because you had the grid, you know, with the gray, yeah, gray area on the thing. But, you know, just with everything that's going on in the world in the news right now, some of us are still kind of in the repeat, which is very much my tribe, you know, my political party, my community, my own little world there. We're in the share, you know, where it's nation and, you know, with the sharing of social media and all of that. But there is a part of the world that is moving into this transform that is looking to the global output of the world and how we can work as a global community, which is so beautiful. And so I know that we're all mostly in a chunk in the share, but we are moving. It's not something in the future. It is happening.
Absolutely. And, if you kind of partner that up with what Margaret Mead said, you know, that never doubt that a small committed group of citizens can change the world. It's the only people who ever have. You really start to think about this, the leading edge, those who are stepping into this transform are really the ones who are going to bring us into a different kind of future. If we're spending all our time watching TV, what we're really seeing is echoes of repeat and share or the childhood and adolescence. And you think of, you know, adolescent behavior, what that's like. You know, there's a lot of clicks and there's risk taking and there's living for the moment. And it's not until you get into the adult phase where you really start to see the big picture and you really start to have a different motivation for life, which is protection of life, which is, you know, serving life. So as a parent or as someone who's married and starting, you know, to work in the community and serve the community. So that's what we are, I think, as a human race. It's inevitable that we reach adulthood. So this is where I get really optimistic about the future of humanity, because I know people are already living there. And in Paul Hawkins' book, Blessed Unrest, he's documented millions of independently arising movements all over the globe that all have the same enough ethic in mind at the core.
Yeah, because it was so interesting. You said industries like technology, they're already looking into what, you know, we're calling the zero point field, you know, that quantum physics of, it's not just empty space, you know, where we can't see, because the never enough story is only relying on, I believe in what I see.
Right.
But with the quantum field, there's this, we can create stuff and pull stuff out of the ether.
Right.
And so we already have technology, and you mentioned some more that are already doing the new enough story. And I find that very encouraging. I also found it very encouraging that you mentioned somewhere that, you know, when it gets all that where it seems like we're kind of taking 10 steps back, that's really a good thing because it means we need to get rid of that. And it kind of raises its head up again before it totally goes away. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I think we as human beings need the contrast, and it's a wake up call. When things seem to be getting worse, I think that's when you really start to see the contrast. And, you know, before our call today, I picked my little card here and it was vision. And I know that it's all about art visioning, and that's what you do so beautifully, Vicki. But I also, it made me think about how most of our sort of sensing is about what's outside of us. We're always looking out at the society and what it expects of us and what's happening and what are the value systems. And I would like to turn the card inward, and because I think that's the future, is in turning our vision inward, because at our essence, at our core essence, we want the same things. We serve the greater good because we're heart connected when we're inside. This world is not very heart connected the way it's been. And so that's just something that I would encourage people to do, is to spend more time looking within for your cues and clues about where you want to go, what you want to do, how you want to spend your time.
Right. And learning to trust that inner voice. And, you know, you said in the book that it's a moving from relying on the head and moving down to thinking with the heart. And in the greater society, at least in our society, that's not really valued, because people say, oh, well, you know, you have to work really hard for something, or if you can't, you know, see something, then oh, that must not be true. But that's what you mean by going within, is moving to your heart space.
Yeah, I think it's actually a more evolved consciousness that we have. And the heart, actually, the electromagnetic field, you know, our brains and our hearts both have an electromagnetic field, and that is proof that there's an intelligence. That's how we measure that. And the heart has a field that's 5,000 times larger than that of the head. Yeah. So if we can be in our hearts, we get to sense. And in fact, I would love to talk about sometime how when you start to work with a group, you sense each other. There's this ability to sense the greater whole, you know, directly once you get into the heart.
Well, let's take a quick break and let's start there after the break. And so we are talking all things the new enough story with our guest, Lori McCammon. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. This is Unstuck Joy, and we'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Yeah. Your Happiness is Your Choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are talking with Lori McCammon about the Enough story. And so before we went to break, we were talking about the importance of gathering in circles. And so tell us about your circle process, because that's a huge part of your guidebook. Is you can do stuff as an individual, but gathering in circles. So why is that important?
Well, you know, even though the Enough work begins with I am enough. Yes. At one point, you know, it has to expand into the we are enough. And, you know, when you know that you're enough, only then are you really available to collaborate with others with a full heart and to be fully supportive of other people's gifts and passions and purpose. And that's, I think, how we're going to move from a hierarchical model of communication and work to a truly egalitarian collaborative model, because we're not just doing the tools, we're also having the inner attitude and of knowing that we have value and that everybody in the room has value. And therefore, right. You don't have this inner talk going on about, well, gee, she's hogging the space, or she's doing more than I'm doing, or, you know, whatever competition stories that we're telling ourselves when we're collaborating with others. So Circle is able to just get rid of all of that. And it's very simple. It's and it's based on indigenous principles. And I love you. We were just talking in the break of your experience in Australia. Yes. With the Maori people. How do you say Maori?
Maori. I'm not sure if I'm
Maori,
saying that
that's
right.
Yeah, well, that's right. Okay. Maori people. And so Circle is a very indigenous to all human beings. It's how we really want to be. And so it's very simple. You sit in circle. You use a talking piece, which just slows down the conversation. And what it means is there's no crosstalk. The person with the talking piece speaks and everybody else deeply listens. And that process of deeply listening without commenting actually ends up feeling more supportive and bonds us more as a group than you could ever imagine. This magic takes place just from that very simple thing. And then there's almost always a centerpiece in the room to remind us of both our own center and that we as a group have a center, and it's a place to focus your attention as well. And it's usually a flame or flowers or maybe some sacred objects that we have, personal things that have meaning to us, that we can put in the center that symbolizes our togetherness. And so I've been involved in the Women's Circle movement for, I know, probably like 20 years now. And have even brought some of that to the United Nations as a delegate. Yes. To the Commission on the Status of Women. So I truly believe in it, and I believe it can bring about peace. It can really bring forth collective wisdom, and it taps our essence. And when we are able to speak with our voices in a safe place, circle is a very safe place, and trust our voice and trust our inner knowings, we realize that we are connected at this deep level. And right. We're deeply connected in the things that we want, the things that we care about, the things that we envision for our children, grandchildren, and future generations. So it's just a beautiful process. And it's at the core of the Enough message, because they go hand in hand. You know,
right.
Yeah,
I think that's so beautiful. And I remember last February in your workshop at the Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle, it wasn't a huge circle. I'd say we probably had 8 or 9 ladies in the circle, maybe 10. And people were very vulnerable. But at the same time, we didn't stay at that level of sadness. Everybody had the chance to evolve and then come out feeling empowered and victorious. And it was a very nurturing, very, because I hadn't met anybody in that room. But by the time, you know, we're hugging and, you know, by the end of the day, but it, like you said, the deep listening. I took some life coach training a couple of years ago, and the instructor called it brilliant listening. And so I think it's the same thing, because a lot of times we're not listening. We're thinking what we're going to say next.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're not really listening very deeply.
Right.
And we feel that when people are deeply listening to us, we feel that, and it feels really good.
Yeah.
You know, to know that they're not in their heads, they're in their hearts when they're listening.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's one thing when we were talking about, you know, if you just go back to your gifts and just one little bucket at a time, and that's not going to be enough, you use the analogy of the dam, and not just with using your gifts, but, you know, changing your own personal community or changing your workplace or changing, you know, the larger area of your city or beyond. Mm-hmm. But if we kick out one board of that dam, then the momentum is going to kick down the rest. And then it's just this gush forward of moving into this enough story. And like you said, we don't go backwards. We have to move forwards with this.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome. Yeah. I think one of the ways we've been trapped into thinking that we're not enough is thinking we have to do it all. Yeah. And so what we learn as we sit in circle and as we do this enough work and understand the enough message is that we realize that asking for help is not weakness. It's like you ask for what you need and you give what you can, and that is enough. And when you can accept that without feeling guilt or shame, but claiming yourself and your gifts and what you give to the group, then it all starts to work and flow together. And that's what we mean by, you know, take one, you know, board from the dam, and someone else will take another board. And then the momentum of nature's way of supporting us in our enoughness starts to work with us, not against us.
Right, right. And like we were talking about in an earlier segment, the gather, repeat, share, and transform. And you had done a diagram in the book of like concentric circles of like throwing a rock in the pond and it goes out. So let's say that we're in a group, and you are moved ahead, you know, the share transform spot. Somebody in the group is still kind of in the repeat and almost getting to the share. And so how do you deal with that when not everybody's in the same mindset?
Right. Well, you know, something interesting happens when you move into your enoughness or into the transform and share. All of a sudden, you don't need to control what other people are thinking or doing. You accept them as they are, because you know and you believe that they are enough as they are in the moment. And you understand that we're each sovereign beings with our own path and our own stages of growth. And we can, you know, we can tap into our own journey and recognize in ourselves times when we have been stuck in the repeat. Or stuck,
yes.
You know, in an earlier phase of consciousness. And so we can be patient and we can let go of the need to make everyone else into the likeness of what we want. We can accept them for their enoughness, for their heart, and encourage them to step into their own strengths and their own power and just create a nurturing space for people to grow in ways they want to grow.
Right.
So that's what's helped me. And I think every time you move from one stage to the next, you can look back and really be aware of the whole journey. But if you can't look forward into it. So in other words, if you're an environmentalist and you're talking about, you know, how much you care about climate change, if you're talking to somebody whose biggest thing is, oh, well, I need my job at the power plant to feed my family, if that's their focus, they can't go to that more global feeling. But you can. So then you act from your place, you know, of action, you know?
Right. And like we talked about before, that whole, you know, quantum field thing of the zero point field where there's energy in the invisible space. And, you know, and I so believe in this because it happens all the time that when we start moving in a certain direction and maybe we leave behind some people in our life, whether it's coworkers, family members, whoever, that aren't quite with us yet, new people who are at this new, you know, share slash transform level will show up, right?
Yes. Absolutely. I think that, you know, one of the most profound things that I think happens with the Enough process is that you start to really attract your tribe.
Yes.
It really, you become into alignment and you become such a strong attractor for the things that support and help you express your enoughness. It naturally happens with people, with material support and everything. I mean, this call here today, for example, you know, that we have an alignment in our life missions and we're able to be here and support one another in that and support other people who are listening and gathering around, you know, your show. So this is how the new world is being built. It's like this.
Yeah. It's a very gentle way of doing it. And like we were saying before, you know, going within and trusting that inner voice and trusting the things that are invisible to us that, you know, I don't know if I believed it totally last February when I was in your workshop, but after all these months, I believe it now. If you can dream something, you will be given the resources and people and contacts to make it happen. And so that's what the Enough message is about, is that level of trust and grace.
Right, right. Yes. And it's okay to doubt yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it's a process because we've all been, you know, pretty much brainwashed into thinking that there isn't enough and our dreams can't come true and all these things. And we have to be gentle and understand that when you're barraged by these messages from the outside every day, day after day, every now and then you're going to believe them. Over time, you're going to believe them less and less. And you're going to prove to yourself every time you act out of a feeling of enoughness, your life expands. And that's the thing. And you prove it to yourself as you go along. And you become more focused and you attract what you need. And, you know, all of that resistance you used to have to battle just disappears. So that's it, but it's a process. It's not like an overnight fix. But a lot of it, I think, is kind of subconscious. It's not something you even have to try to work at. Like every time you just notice that word enough, it sort of gives you another reminder like, oh yeah.
It really does. Because even before the show today, you know, I always get a little bit nervous and I'm like, Vicky, you are enough. And it's just so freaking calming, you know, when you tell yourself that. So we need to take one last break, everybody. So this is Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We're talking about the Enough Story with Lori McCammon, and we will come right back. And I want to ask Lori about some specifics of how this is happening in the world with the enough stuff that's already going on. So we'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we're talking with Lori McCammon about the Enough story. And so, Lori, toward the end of the book, you had some concrete examples of how the Enough story isn't just a pie in the sky thing that we're hoping for, but it's actually happening. So can you give us maybe one or two examples?
Sure. Well, it is. It's happening already, and it's something we can join and get into and don't have to start from scratch. Well, one of the things that I really love is the growth of this thing called the sharing economy.
Yes.
And so there's communities all over, including here in Portland, Maine, where I live, that where people join what's called an hour exchange. And basically what they do is an hour of my time is equal to an hour of your time. So it doesn't matter what I give, what I'm doing when I give. I could be sewing something for someone, and then I can have somebody else from the exchange come in and do some gardening for me, you know.
Right.
So, and it's a way to share what we already have and to understand that we have so much abundance that we're not really even sharing and tapping into. And that's
right.
Beyond this, you know, the economy. There's so many things. There are communities that are taking charge of their energy future by installing community wind turbines and, you know, solar panels and things like that. CSA farms where people are coming together to support local farming. So, you know, it's already happening, and it's this trend that is unavoidable, really. It's inevitable that we're going to move into more and more this feeling of sharing and enough.
Right. And this taking back sovereignty, right? Mm-hmm. Not just for yourself, but of your community. And to make that work, it goes back to the wisdom circle. To, you know, share the ideas. And so it really is, you know, throwing the rock in the pond and it growing and growing. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. What, because this is a big shift for a lot of people. Because some people, like we said, are still kind of in, you know, the repeat, you know, it's my community, my family, my tribe, my political party. And then we've got some people who are already into the transform of wanting to go global with stuff. So what are some of the biggest barriers and how can people overcome it, at least on an individual level?
Mm-hmm. Well, my feeling that is the first biggest barrier to enough message is this thing we call the expert paradigm, like that we trust external experts to tell us how to think, what to do, what to value, or whatever. We are moving more into a sense of gaining our sense of the truth and discernment from our inner essence. So it's a shift from expert to essence. And when we do that, we really are accessing collective wisdom. And as groups start to do that and understand that when they come together with this, you know, not I know the answer, but here's my piece of what I know well, and what's your piece, and to be open to what emerges, and you find that things, you know, really the wisdom that's available at that essence level is so far advanced to, you know, what one expert can give us.
Yeah.
That's, you know, definitely one way to break through that barrier that we have. This, you know, reliance on what's outside of us. And I love the work that you're doing, Vicki, because I think art and music and dance and movement and mindfulness, all these kinds of activities that aren't linear, that aren't about, you know, analyzing, but that bring you beyond that into the right side of the brain, are really what's going to allow us to access our full contingent of intelligence that has not been welcome in the old paradigm.
Yeah. I'm all for going toward the right side of the brain. Speaking of that, okay, so what I did today, this is one of the exercises in Lori's companion book of the Enough. And so it was to express your enoughness through art, and one of the exercises was through collage. And so I don't know if you can see it, but I went through some of my magazines with the purpose of finding not just any image, but something that spoke to me about my own enoughness. And when I started putting it together, it went in a story. And that's the creepy thing and good thing about collage, is it sneaks up on you because it has this kind of hidden thing going. So I found this image, and it looked like she's her own little egg, like she's kind of birthing herself into this enough story. And she goes on her journey, you know, Dorothy with ruby slippers on the gold, what is it? The
yellow brick road.
Yellow brick road. I was going, is it gold? And it's yellow brick road. I found this picture of this woman holding a cat, and she looks, you know, kind of like, hey, don't mess with me. And I kind of equated that with the feminine energy that you talk about in the book, the nurturing and loving and surrendering and accepting. And that makes her strong, because we don't think of surrendering as strong, but that can make you very strong. And from there, she starts building her own set of wings. She taps into the wisdom of the elders. And, you know, you told the story about the prophecy rock. And so I think that this is kind of something in that area. It may not be the prophecy rock, but, you know, some of the Hopi Indian Native American carvings. And this is to symbolize my huge enoughness. And the rainbow is kind of like breaking that dam in the flow of going from the vulnerable person into I'm stepping into my full enough story. So,
wow.
Yeah. And so this is fun, everybody. Please try this on your own at home. So what tips? Because I know that a lot of people out there are really feeling frustrated right now with what's going on in the world. And so just very briefly, because I think we have 1 minute left. Mm-hmm. What are some tips that you can give people that are practical, realistic things that they can do to cope with what's going on and to help them move into their enoughness?
Minimize as much as possible how much news you watch, and how much time you spend with people who are negative, who are doubters, who are down in the dumps, you know, when, you know, and bring you down and don't believe in you. Find a circle or a community of people where you can be your true self, and you can lend that kind of support to others to be their true selves. And lastly, follow your passion. really trust and go within as much as possible. Trust what wants to come out and be expressed, because that's what the world needs. You are the enough the world has been waiting for.
Yes, and you're born with these gifts, and you have to trust it. You have to trust that you're supposed to use those. That's yes. Wonderful. Well, tell us one more time your website that people can go and just check out everything you do, but you mm-hmm. have the meditation, you have a mini guidebook. How can they find all of that?
Yes, enoughers.org. And then you can follow links to Facebook and Twitter. We're also on, and there's a blog as well.
Yes. Yeah. So let me show your book one more time. Okay. So please, everybody, go out and read it, because it's such a great nurturing book. And I think, you know, when I get back in that fear space and think, oh, no, I'm not enough, it's such a good reminder to say, you know what? I am enough. And it really makes you feel good. Well, thank you, Lori. You're such a bright light in this world.
So are you.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're here. And it's so great to see you again after, you know, several months seeing you at the Women of Wisdom Conference. So
yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure.
Well, bye, everybody. Go do your own I Am Enough collage, because it really is a very valuable experience. And it maybe something bubbles up that you weren't expecting. So thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on Unstuck Joy. Bye.
You've been listening to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose with Vicki Todd. This hit show is where your higher purpose is revealed and cultivated. Now you too can share your unique light and special gifts with the world. Vicki's dedication to raising your life's purpose to something extraordinary is unending. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Catch Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd and Dr. Pat Basile. For more information about Vicki and her work, go to VickiWorldArt.com. That's VickiWorldArt.com.